It is 220. Over the past several years, CrossFit studios have seemed sprung up everywhere around here. And while a lot of people swear by it, some folks are worried about injuries.
Let's get the lowdown with personal trainer Fairfax Hackley in your best body report. How you doing, Hack?
I'm doing great today.
Well, you know, a lot of folks have heard about CrossFit, but they don't know what it is. So explain.
It incorporates bodyweight exercises, Olympic lifting, rope skipping, swimming, running, sprinting, sled pulling, tire flipping, you name it. Anything that's functional that will get you in the best shape possible and possibly the shortest amount of time. But if you talk about a hot button topic in the world of fitness, CrossFit just rings that bell every time. And it creates a lot of controversy because of its marketing, some of the hype, but some of the things that surround the whole, you know, sport and program itself.
Yeah, you walk into a CrossFit gym and it's nothing like, you know, what a quote unquote regular gym where you see a sea of treadmills and elliptical machines. What is some of the main concerns about CrossFit?
That it's too intense for people who are newbies, deconditioned, elderly, or people who are challenged physically. One of the main things that CrossFit does not do particularly well is in its coaching, especially new coaches, and taking people through progressions that they need to progress, and that oftentimes lead to injuries. You know, it's like yoga or any other sport. You really need to progress properly. You need to learn good, impeccable technique so you can prevent those injuries, and you also need to be able to rest and recuperate. Those people who have the overuse injuries or overstress injuries do not do well with programs like CrossFit because it's extremely intense, and also because of the fact that CrossFit doesn't really make excuses. They want that elite athlete. They forge elite athletes. So it's the mentality and the ethos that really drives a lot of that controversy.
So if someone really wants to try it out, what should they be considering?
First thing is to look at your goals and look at what you want to try to accomplish. And then when you go to a gym, don't take a class at first. Observe the class. See exactly what it is that that particular CrossFit box or affiliate is doing. Talk to the instructor afterwards. Talk about your challenges, everything that you may want to question. And then say, look, I'm interested in this. Is this for me? Is this the right fit? Because one size does not fit all. It's also extremely specialized. So if you need to know that up front, and then ask the background, how long has this person been a trainer slash coach? How long has this gym been open? Because that's very important, because the certification for CrossFit is only a 2-day, you know, certification. So a lot of people question whether or not the expertise is really there.
Because if you're pushing yourself too hard, a good trainer or coach should see that and stop you.
And back off. But oftentimes a newbie doesn't really know the difference between pain and an injury. And someone who's really experienced will be able to tell you, that's not good for you. You need to back off. Don't be competitive. We need to focus more on technique and getting you up to speed.
Well, it's been 3 weeks since I've been able to say this. Would you help me, Brennan?
Trivia!
This week marks, in 1902, the invention of air conditioning.
Really?
By Willis Carrier. So we have him to thank.
Thank you, Willis.
Especially
at the gym, because otherwise it's going to be mighty stanky.
Yeah, and when it's the heat's not on, you say, what are you talking about, Willis? Also the fact that this month celebrates the, in 1988, WYXY in New York offered $1 million to anyone who could prove that Elvis Presley was still alive. Speaking of the Tour de France.
Yes.
Four-time winner Miguel Indurain had a resting heart rate of 28 beats per minute. That's incredible. That's just insane.
And he lived?
And he lived.
And he wasn't all that alert, but he was alive.
Right, exactly. It slowed down.
All right. Thank you much, Hack. Thanks, Fairfax Hackley with your best body report.